Today is September 11th. These are today's vital statistics. Valerie Renee Posh, 39, of Wausau, formerly of Richland Center, died unexpectedly September 3rd. Visitation will be held today from 5 p.m. until 8 p.m. at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family. Valerie Renee Posh, 39, of Wausau, formerly of Richland Center. Joan O. Spillman Albaugh, 93, of Bloom City, died August 28th. A graveside service will be held at 11 a.m. Saturday, September 12th at the Bloom City Cemetery. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family. Joan O. Spillman Albaugh, 93, of Bloom City. Janine K. Richardson, 89, of Madison, formerly of Boscobel, died August 23rd at home. A celebration of life will be held Saturday, September 12th at 11 a.m. at the Kendall Funeral Home in Boscobel. Burial will be in the Shiloh Moravian Church Cemetery in Sturgeon Bay. Friends may call Saturday, September 12th from 9 a.m. until the time of service at the Kendall Funeral Home in Boscobel. In lieu of flowers, memorials can be made to Hildebrand Memorial Library and Sturgeon Bay Moravian Church. Janine K. Richardson, 89, of Madison, formerly of Boscobel. Gloria M. Lowe, 88, of Milwaukee, formerly of Richland Center, died Tuesday, September 8th. A visitation will be held Saturday, September 12th from 4 p.m. until 6 p.m. with a service at 6 o'clock at Max A. Sass and Sons, Green Ridge in Greenfield. An additional visitation will be held Monday, September 14th from 2 until 3 p.m. at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow at the Richland Center Cemetery. Gloria M. Lowe, 88, of Milwaukee, formerly of Richland Center. Louise Ann Nottigal, 91, of Yuba, died Tuesday, September 8th at Pine Valley Community Village. Funeral services will be held Monday, September 14th at 11 a.m. at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Burial will follow in the Czech National Cemetery. Visitation will be held Sunday, September 13th at the Pratt Memorial Chapel from 1 p.m. until 3 p.m. and again Monday from 10 a.m. until the time of service at 11. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Center is assisting the family. Louise Ann Nottigal, 91, of Yuba. Lavon E. Grunert, 82, of Reedsburg, died Sunday, September 6th. Funeral services will be conducted at 11 a.m. Tuesday, September 15th at the Farber Funeral Home in Reedsburg. Visitation will be held Monday, September 14th from 4 p.m. until 7 p.m. at the funeral home, and again Tuesday morning from 10 a.m. until the time of service. Burial will follow in Walton Cemetery. Lavon E. Grunert, 82, of Reedsburg. Deborah Lynn Walling, 71, of Richland Center, died unexpectedly Monday, September 7th. A funeral service will be held at the Richland Center United Methodist Church at 11 a.m. Thursday, September 17th, with a luncheon to follow at the Phoenix Center. Burial will take place at the Richland Center Cemetery at a later date. Visitation will be held at the church from 4 p.m. until 7 p.m. Wednesday, September 16th, and also from 10 a.m. until the time of service on Thursday. Deborah Lynn Walling, 71, of Richland Center. Deborah Curitan, 75, of Lancaster, South Carolina, formerly campus dean and chief executive officer at the University of Wisconsin-Richland in Richland Center, died August 27th. A memorial service will be held Sunday, September 13th at 2 p.m. at the University of South Carolina Lancaster Bundy Auditorium in Lancaster, South Carolina. Deborah Curitan, 75, of Lancaster, South Carolina, formerly of Richland Center. David Virgil Delcamp, 86, of Muscadet, died Tuesday, September 8th at the Richland Hospital. A private family mass will be held, burial will be held in St. John's Catholic Cemetery. The family requests memorials in David's name be directed to OLMBS St. John's Catholic Church or the Riverdale Education Foundation. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family. David Virgil Delcamp, 86 of Muscadet.